Well, Father, I truly do thank you for all that you're doing here this morning. I thank you for your Holy Spirit. I thank you for this group of people, Father, who came out to sit in your presence to receive all that you have for them. I'm asking you right now, Father God, that you just reach down through the portals of heaven, touch each and every child of God that's sitting in this room, change and rearrange them, give them the strength and the stability that they need to go into the new year, to face whatever storm faces them, to rejoice in the midst of the storms, and go forth victoriously. And Father, I thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. This morning, God wants to talk about ever-increasing faith. We need to really, really continue to work on our faith. God's been dealing with us for a couple years now to build up our faith. And I don't know about you, but if you really look at how your life has been going, without faith, you wouldn't have made it. It took every ounce of faith sometimes that you had to just get through a day. And God, it really wants us to build up our faith stronger than ever for what we're about to face. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3, we thank God for you always, and that's what we should do because you give us good reason to be thankful. Your faith is growing more and more, and the love that every one of you has for each other is also growing. Now, God says, my children need to grab hold of ever-increasing faith and move forward in me. The days ahead hold much that will test your faith, and your endurance will wane at times. My angelic angels are standing on alert to come to your assistance when they hear your cries of help. There is nothing that they are not capable of accomplishing. They can move the biggest mountain, and they could go down into the deepest valley. They are waiting for your cries of help. They are active and alive. Now let's go back up there where the second verse that God said, the days ahead hold much that will test your faith, and your endurance will wane at times. I didn't say that. God is saying that. God knows what you're going to face, and God is forewarning you to get your faith built up so that whenever you meet up with these fiery trials and tests, you'll make it through. All right. God goes on to say, this is a dispensation of time when the angels are once again on alert to help win the wars that are raging round about you. You know, let's stop there. I was reading an article after God gave me this, and this gentleman was saying that we put too much emphasis on angels. We shouldn't be talking to angels. We shouldn't be asking angels for help, that we've gone off course with the word. And none of that's true. All through the word, God's angels were helping his people. I was reading where there was 800 years where God never spoke to his people. There was silence from God, and that's when the law and everything came into effect. And, you know, I was reading that, I was thinking about how we, if he doesn't talk to us one day, we get all excited. But how would you feel if God didn't talk to you for 800 years? You know, the angels weren't doing anything, but God didn't speak for 800 years. I myself want my Father to speak to me every day, sometimes more than once a day. And when I read that, I thought, God, I don't know how these people made it through. But then that's when the law and everything came into effect. And so, you know, they went into some bad times. So God said, read my word. See how my angelic armies defeated the foes on all sides. See how they went to my peoples and spoke my words of wisdom and comfort to them, and then assisted them in the battles that were raging around about. The angels have exact strategy to assist you at every turn. When I say I will fight your battles for you, that is what I meant. I have asked you to come up hither and rest in me and allow me to fight the battles, but you have not heeded what I have spoken. Now, we all know that there's times in the body of Christ where I think every person in the body of Christ, you think you have to fight the battle because you don't believe God's doing it the right way or soon enough. So we try to stick our nose into his business, and what we do is we mess his business up. And then we realize what we've done, and we back off, but now we have to wait till catch-up time comes. And because we tied God's hands, and we stick our two cents into what he's trying to do in our lives, in our ministries, in our loved ones' lives. So God said, I have asked you to come up hither and rest in me and allow me to fight the battles, but you have not heeded what I have spoken. Why won't you first of all believe in my son Jesus? Then take that faith and believe in my word. I want to give you wisdom upon wisdom, and yet you still sit around defeated at every turn. How many of you know people like that, don't we? They're Christians or children of God, but they're always defeated. They don't trust the Father. God says, don't you understand that the world does not want to see a defeated child of God? They are already defeated. You're the world is. They don't need what you have if what you're showing them is a defeated person. What they need is to find to see you being victorious at every turn, seeing the joy of the Lord bubbling up inside of you, and seeing you speak positive and not negative. That's what they need. But what does the church really portray to the world? You know, and you're the church, right? So what are you portraying to the world? You have to know where you're going, and you have to know that God has called you to go there. Then you just have to stand your ground, right? And anytime the enemy comes with his negative words, don't listen to him. Don't pay attention to him. You know what God has told you. You do what God tells you to do. You believe what God's told you to do, and trust in him and not in the world. All right, God said, what the world needs right now is to see my church walking in total victory on all sides. They need my peace and they need my love. You are carriers of all that my son is. Now, how many of you believe that you're a carrier of Jesus? Everything he had, you have in you. You have strength, power, and authority. And the enemy has no place in you. Come on. Do you understand how many people are watching you in your walk with God? They hear your words, and then they watch what kind of fruit you bear. You know, God said, if you're not going to live it, then don't teach it. Don't go out there telling people you're something you're not. And I'm asking the body of Christ this morning, as we go into 2021, that you know who you are in Christ. You know what he's called you to do. And then by faith, just walk it out. God is triumphant. He really is. He has never been defeated. And God really wants us to get that into our spirit before we go into a new year so that he can use us to do great and powerful works for him. God said, will you be the true church? Will you stand your ground and use all the weapons that are in my word and become the victorious ones on all fronts? Will you once again sit in my presence till all you desire is me? You see that? Will you sit in his presence till all you desire is him and nothing else matters but him? Some of the body of Christ has not yet reached that place in their walk with God. They are still searching for things outside of God. But he wants you to really, truly desire him and only him. God said, I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, and I have all things under control. You who are in here this morning, do you realize that you are the vessels of honor that God wants to work through to win the lost? Who else is going to bring in the harvest if God's people don't? He has been teaching you and bringing you up in the ways that he would have you to go. He's been strengthening you, encouraging you. He's been pouring himself into you so that you can be strong and go forth and not be conquered by the enemy. Now, each one of you can say yes, and it'll be the truth, that people have come your way and they've tried to make you walk a different way. They've tried to convince you that what you believe is wrong. But you have to stand your ground because you know your God and you know what He is capable of doing. If you don't know that, you're going to be defeated. And just because God hasn't done what He said He's going to do as of today, that does not mean that He lied, because He can't lie. And that does not mean that He is not going to accomplish all that He spoke in your life. Now, we know that God has told us that suddenlies are going to come upon us. Suddenly, everything He's promised us is going to happen in a wink of an eye. So we're waiting on the suddenlies. We know what He spoke, and now we're just waiting on this suddenly to see this whole thing come to pass. And what did He say? He said when He started moving that way, we would be so busy that we couldn't do anything else but work for Him. And He's been trying to get us prepared for the suddenlies, get everything done so that the day He does that and you're all caught up in Him and what He's called you forth to do, you have everything else already in place so it won't hinder you. Are you working on that agenda? That's where you should be at. Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, faith is what makes real the things we hope for. It is proof of what we cannot see. God was pleased with the people who lived a long time ago because they had faith like this. Faith helps us understand that God created the whole world by His command. This means that the things we see were made by something that cannot be seen. Cain and Abel both offered sacrifice to God, but Abel offered a better sacrifice to God because he had faith. God said He was pleased with what Abel offered, and so God called him a good man because he had faith. Abel died, but through his faith he is still speaking. Enoch was carried away from this earth, so he never died. The scriptures tell us that before he was carried off, he was a man who pleased God. Later, no one knew where he was because God had taken Enoch to be with him. This all happened because he had faith. Without faith, we cannot please God. Without faith, no one can please God. Whoever comes to God must believe that He is real, and that He rewards those who sincerely try to find Him. Are you listening to this? The body of Christ does not have the right kind of faith. Noah was warned by God about things that he could not yet see, but he had faith and respect for God, so he built a large boat to save his family. With his faith, Noah showed that the world was wrong, and he became one of those who were made right with God through faith. God called Abraham to travel to another place that He promised to give him. Abraham did not know where the other place was, but he obeyed God and started traveling because he had faith. Abraham lived in the country that God promised to give him. He lived there like a visitor who did not belong. He did this because he had faith. He lived in tents with Isaac and Jacob, who also received the same promise from God. Abraham was waiting for the city that has real foundations. He was waiting for the city that is planned and built by God. Sarah was not able to have children, and Abraham was too old. But he had faith in God, trusting Him to do what He promised, and so God made them able to have children. Abraham was so old he was almost dead. But from that one man came as many descendants as there are stars in the sky. So many people came from him that they are like grains of sand on the seashore. It's all about faith. Faith will carry you everywhere. But if our faith starts waning, then we start having problems. It doesn't matter if it's been 10 years ago that God has promised you something. It's still going to come to pass. As long as you have faith and can believe, it's just going to come to pass. Why can't you believe that? See, the body of Christ really has a hard time walking in faith. They have a hard time doing things that they haven't yet seen. You know, they have a hard time following a God who forewarns His people. and they want everything to happen now. Right now, it doesn't work like that. Yeah, my grandsons were taken away from me 8 years ago, going on 9 now. And God said, you will see them again, and you'll see them at Christmas time. Well, this Christmas, we spent Christmas with them in my house. It took 8.5 years, but it came to pass. Are you listening here? And God's going to do it. I don't care what he's told you, he's going to do it. But you have to have faith and believe. God said, children, when you swim around in the realm of doubt and unbelief, there is no way I can come to your rescue. My angelic host only operate through faith in my spoken word. God says, when you grab hold of the faith of Abraham, you have finally reached a pinnacle of faith. This faith will perform the mighty, impossible miracles that need to be accomplished in this end time era. Let's read that again. When you grab hold of the faith of Abraham, you will have finally reached a pinnacle of faith. This faith will perform the mighty, impossible miracles that need to be accomplished in this end time era. This faith is something that all of my true children need to function in 24/7 if the miraculous is to occur in their lives. You want to be a miracle worker? Then you have to have faith 24/7. God said, this is a dispensation of time when I want heaven to truly come to earth, and I need all that heaven holds be brought to a depraved world. A world without hope and falling into the abyss of darkness. Children, can you not see the hopeless ones falling into the abyss? When God spoke this, he was crying. Children, can you not see the hopeless ones falling into the abyss? Can you not see that hell is enlarging her borders every day to hold souls that should never be going there? Can you not hear their cries of help as they fall? My children, just close your eyes and see what I see. See the hopeless and the helpless sitting in the darkness crying out for help. My little ones, I am here to assist you as you travel down this road of ever-increasing faith. There is no way I will leave you dangling and struggling to get to that place of faith that you need to accomplish. God is forever with us. He's forever leading, guiding, and directing us. We don't have to be concerned about what the world has done. We need to be concerned about what we are doing with what God has given us. We have to be concerned about increasing our faith. And when God started talking about, can't we see what he sees? He was crying. I felt his heart. And he was crying out to us, have faith, believe. Let me use you to do the mighty works that needs to be done. Y'all had a wonderful Christmas. You're going to have a wonderful New Year. And we're going to go into a new year. But what are you taking with you in that new year? This is what you have to sit and think about. How many of you really sit every day and contemplate and think, God, where am I at with you? Am I pleasing to you? Am I doing what you're calling me for to do? Is my faith in the place it should be? Those are questions we should be asking God every day. We should be checking ourselves. Not checking somebody else out, but checking ourselves. Are you in right standing with God? Are you doing everything God has called you forth to do? Because you have a special assignment, and it doesn't involve the other person. It just involves you and God, the Holy Spirit. Are you listening here? We're too caught up in what other people are doing, and we're not paying attention to what we are doing for God. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Ephesians 2:8 tells us, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, but it is a gift of God. And 1 Corinthians 2:5 says that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. 2 Corinthians 5:7 tells us, is what we trust in but don't yet see that keeps us going. This is telling me that worry ends where faith begins. If you're still worried about something, your faith is not where it should be. If the concerns of the world are taking you out, then your faith is not where it should be. Ephesians 6:16 tells us, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Could this be why you're still bound? Could this be why you still go back into your old sins? It says, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Your faith is not where it should be if you keep going back to your old sin nature. You don't have the power and authority you need to keep yourself free because you don't have faith that God can keep you free. Right? Is that right? God says, sons and daughters, where do you stand in me? I am pleading with you to walk by faith and not by sight. I am pleading with you with tears in my eyes to come forward in faith and walk out this new dispensation of time in ever-increasing faith. Children, we can do this. We can defeat the enemy at every turn. Faith is a grain of mustard seed is all it takes to start. Then each day you increase your faith until you come to a place of ever increasing faith where nothing is impossible to you. The body of Christ used to be there, but the body of Christ left that place. Now God's trying to bring the body of Christ back to that place of ever increasing faith. You need to start looking at the little things that God is doing in your life. And that should build up your faith. The little things, not the mountain moving things, but the little things he's doing in your life. I am your heavenly Father, and I would not ask you to reach for an impossible goal. I would not dangle a carrot in front of your nose. Faith, ever-increasing faith, is a possible goal. God said, in a few days you will enter into a brand new year, a year of anything you ask for shall be yours. See that? Anything you ask for shall be yours. Nothing will be too small nor too large. Enter into this new year full of confidence. That's the secret, full of confidence. Holding your head high, letting the enemy know that your faith shall remove every mountain, and there is nothing that your God will not do for you. If you can get that down into your spirit, you'll be more than a conqueror. But if you don't, the enemy's going to play games with you all next year. Read that statement again. In a few days, you will enter into a brand new year. A year of anything you ask for shall be yours. Nothing will be too small nor too large. Enter into this new year full of confidence, holding your head high, letting the enemy know that your faith shall remove every mountain and there is nothing that your God will not do for you. Full of confidence, holding your head high. Every morning you say, devil, I'm full of confidence, I'm holding my head high, and nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. You want to raise the dead? You're going to have this kind of faith. You're going to have to believe every word in God's word. If he says you can do it, then you have to have faith to know that you can do it. I know everybody's wondering, I'm going to raise the dead. Are you going to raise the dead, really? Where's your faith level at? And what are you wanting to raise the dead for? So people can look at you and say, look what they did. Come on. I want this body of Christ to understand that your faith is not where it should be, and that God is trying to build up your most holy faith this morning, and he wants you to walk in this ever-increasing faith all the time, and he wants to use you to perform great signs, wonders, and miracles. And it's through your faith that all this happens. I didn't raise the dead just because I thought it was a neat thing. I had faith because God's word said I could. I had faith, and then I did it. And nobody could tell me that I couldn't do it because God said I could. But you're going to have to have that faith that somebody else can't throw water on, because people around about you will tell you, you can't do that, but God's word says you can. So if you get into his word and believe his word, then it's possible. God says, faith, little ones, faith that will move the mountains and make them move. And Matthew 17:19 tells us, then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, why could we not cast it out? That was the devil. So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief. For surely I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. I think maybe a lot of us should go home and memorize that scripture and just quote that thing to ourselves every day, a couple times a day, until it's embedded into your spirit, man, and then you'll move on it. Everything that God's word says we can do, we really can do. You can walk in the miraculous. You can be a vessel of honor that God will work through and raise the dead, you know, heal the sick, whatever, you know, see blind eyes open. Anything you need to see will truly happen if you'll get your faith to that place. You have to walk in love, though, first. Your foundation has to be love. And I'm going to tell you, your foundation's in love, nothing is impossible for you. If your foundation is love, then you will have that faith that'll move the mountains. Are you listening here? I don't want to get my evening service, but anyhow, a lot of us sitting in the house of God are not walking in the faith of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We are not doing the things that God's word tells us that we can do. I didn't say everybody. I said some of us. You who are walking in that kind of faith, then what you need to do is pray that the rest of the body of Christ lines up with the word of God, and that God can do the miraculous that needs to be done. I know it's warm in here, and I know that God's speaking softly, and I know it's hard to stay awake, but make your eyes get open. All right. The enemy does not want you to hear about faith, because he says, once you grab hold of faith, he's finished. He's finished. I'm hearing God say, some of you are looking for houses this year, and the reason why you don't have one is because your faith is not really there, believing that he can get the house for you and he can make a way to pay for the house, that you're too engrossed in what ifs. So if that's you, well, you have to get out of what if. I buy a house and then I can't pay for it. If you're listening to God and you're having faith in God, he will lead you. I'm saying this, I do. Some of you, when you're looking for a house, he will lead and guide and direct you in the direction you should go to get this home. But you're going to have to build up your faith. What are you going to do? Build up your faith to get your house? Say, well, that was good, and then let it wane. But that's what happens in the house of God. People get what God wants, you know, what they believe for, and then they just quit having faith. Then they start walking in the flesh. God wants every one of us to walk totally and completely by faith. Nothing else is going to satisfy God except faith. We're going to leave the old year behind, right? Some of you are saying yes. And we're going to let all the junk we used to think about behind. And we're going to walk by faith, trusting and believing that everything that God has spoken to us is truly going to come to pass. things that people have been prophesied to people 10 years ago are just right now coming to pass. But they held on to the word, and they believed God, and they had faith it was going to come to pass, and it's finally coming to pass. I don't care how long ago God told you something, it's still going to come to pass. Is it your faith that's holding it up? Do you have real faith or make-believe faith? You know, it has to be real faith. Not, well, I'll just pretend like I have faith and just we'll see what God does. No, God knows all that. Has to be real, uncompromising faith. God said 2021, a year of provision for all that believe. He said 2021, a year of provision for all that believe. His question to you then is, can you believe? And I was thinking the other day, you know, God had me put that believe sign up. And everything I do at the house, I keep hearing believe, believe. I even have carpets say believe. God is in this believe thing this year. We have to believe that God is, Jesus is, the Holy Spirit is, and that anything he speaks into our life is going to come to pass. If he says you're going to have a ministry, then you're going to have a ministry as long as you have faith to believe that. If he says you're going to have a big building, then you're going to have a big building if your faith can believe for that. If he says you're going to raise the dead, then you'll raise the dead if you can have faith to believe for that. It's whatever you can believe for. If he's telling you your children who are messed up are going to be, he's going to miraculously straighten them up, then believe for that. Don't believe what your eyes see. Trust God. Trust God. See, another thing God said is we don't trust him. We have to start trusting what God says to us. I don't care if he uses a prophet. I don't care if he speaks to you during your prayer time. Trust what he's talking to you about. Because I'm telling you, if you hold on to your faith and tell the enemy where to go, those things that God spoke in your life are truly coming to pass, even as we sit in this room today. God has been working behind the scenes, and he's bringing everything to fruition. Now, can you believe that? Can you honestly believe that? Can you believe that your house that has been scattered and broken, that he's bringing it together? As long as you speak one negative word, it's not going to happen. Well, somebody in here said, I'm very careful what I speak into the atmosphere over my family. And that made me stop and think. And I don't want to get my teaching out either, but what do I speak over my family? Is it positive or is it negative? All the time. Just not every now and then, but all the time. That's true faith. We'll speak the positive word all the time, no matter what you say. Ever increasing faith. Do you really want it? Do you really want that faith that's going to move every mountain that Satan brings your way? Do you really want that faith that's going to come against every storm and defeat the storm that's sent your way? Because from what God's been saying, we're going to have storms this coming year. And it's only by faith that we're going to see those storms dissipate before they ever hit us. How many of you tell the devil, no weapon formed against me is ever going to prosper? Now, do you just say that because it's cute? Or do you really believe what you say? See, because sometimes people say that people just say things just to be saying them. He says you don't really believe what they're saying. So think about that too. Don't throw out those little cliches just because you think you impress people. Believe them when you speak them. And then watch them come to pass. Amen. So God said 2021 is a year of provision for all that believe. Then he says, can you believe? And what he wants to do with you this morning is he wants to anoint you with an anointing that will cause you to believe and continue to believe. and your faith will start increasing and it will not decrease. So if you want that anointing this morning, the altar's open.